What if I told you that there's an ancient prophecy that's been hidden for centuries, and it foretells the reign of one last pope? What if I told you that Pope Francis, the man sitting on the throne of St. Peter right now, matches the prophecy in chilling detail? And now, as whispers of peace and safety echo across the globe, sudden destruction looms. This isn't just a conspiracy, people. This isn't wild speculation. This is the prophecy of the popes. You see, in the 12th century, an Irish bishop named St. Malachy received a vision of all future popes, carefully documenting 112 cryptic Latin phrases, each corresponding to a future pontiff. For centuries, this prophecy remained hidden, only to resurface in the 16th century with shocking accuracy. It ended with the 112th pope, the final leader of the Catholic Church, a pope only known as Petrus Romanus, which means Peter the Roman. Now, this final pope, according to prophecy, would shepherd the church through its great tribulation, witnessing the destruction of Rome itself. Many dismissed the prophecy, laughing at the idea that it could mean anything for our modern world. Until now, that is. Because Pope Francis is the 112th pope. You heard that right. And as of today, he is in the hospital, gravely ill with double pneumonia. And according to this news article and others, he doesn't believe he's going to make it. Now, let's be clear here. The timing of this is disturbing. For the first time in modern history, the Vatican has been at the center of a global movement towards religious unity, drawing Christianity closer to Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, and all the other world religions. Why? And let's not forget that they intend to embrace the presence of quote-unquote extraterrestrial life if it becomes revealed. Here's the thing. Under Pope Francis, the Catholic Church has pushed for a one-world religion, welcoming global faith leaders into what some believe is the formation of a new spiritual order. He spoke of economic reform, sustainability, aligning very closely with the WEF and the global elites who are pushing for the quote-unquote Great Reset. Furthermore, he encourages interfaith unity, basically saying all paths lead to God, totally ignoring the fact that Jesus Christ himself said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." So we have this radical pope, who is the 112th pope, that aligns with the prophecy of the popes, who at this very moment is on his deathbed, suffering from double pneumonia. And here's where things get even stranger. You see, the Bible gives us very specific warnings about the days before sudden calamity. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 tells us, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them." Think about it. World leaders are crying out for peace and safety like never before. Just a few months ago, we were on the brink of World War III, nuclear annihilation. And now, with Trump in office, people seem to think everything's fine now. But is it? That's not for me to decide. However, from the Vatican's calls for interfaith harmony to the political elites working towards global unity, the warnings are right in front of us. And just as this movement peaks, just as the world seems to be on the brink of peace, the final pope in the prophecy of the pope is struck down with an illness that could very well claim his life.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will remain in the hospital as he battles a respiratory tract infection. The 88-year-old pontiff has been hospitalized four times since he was elected in 2013. CBS News senior correspondent Seth Doan has the latest from Italy. Seth?
But we know from the Vatican earlier in the day, they called it a complex clinical picture. Dr. John LaPook told us whenever an 88-year-old is admitted to the hospital with a lung infection, it can be a cause for serious concern, particularly if it's caused by multiple different organisms, which is the case with what the Pope is battling. Before he was admitted, we'd seen the Pope breathless at times and various points handing over speeches to aides to complete them.
There's no question about it. The Vatican officials are downplaying the severity. But sources inside the Holy See confirm that this could be the end. If Pope Francis passes away, the implications could be earth-shattering. Will the world descend into the prophesied chaos just as Scripture foretells? You know, we're going to have to just wait and see on this because nobody knows for sure. However, we are watching events unfold in real time, and no one is talking about the deeper implications. But make no mistake, something is coming. Is it next year? Is it 100 years from now? Or is it 1,000 years from now? Nobody knows. But what we do know is that we've seen the warnings and we've read the prophecies. And now we ask the question that nobody dares to ask. What happens next?
The final pope. Tell us about that, Tom.
Yeah, Gary, and first of all, let me preface this by saying it is not hype to say that this is the most important research I've ever personally been involved in. And the prophetic implications of it could be beyond any kind of hype that I'd be able to add to that anyway. It does use a famous Catholic prophecy that's simply called the Prophecy of the Popes. People can look it up on Wikipedia if they want to know more about that. But what makes this prophecy important is that given almost 900 years ago, 1139 or approximately 900 years ago, was published out of the secret archives of the Vatican, right? Brought out and put into a book called Lignum Vitae over 400 years ago. But what does this prophecy do? What does it say? Well, it tells us every pope that would exist from the time of Malachio Morgair, so Celestine II, down to the final pope, who it names Petrus Romanus, Peter the Roman. And why this pope is important is because, according to the Catholic prophecy, this will be the false prophet of end times fame who will help give rise to the Antichrist. I've been saying publicly something that I have never said before about any book that I've written, including best-selling books, and that is that this is without doubt the most important research I ever personally have been involved with, because in fact, I can tell you that when Chris Putnam and I were doing the research, there were two or three times we stopped in our tracks. Stuff started falling in our laps from dusty corridors inside universities, lost books, all the way to Dane County, Wisconsin, and the murder of Edward Koons. I mean, people are going to read about stuff in here that they haven't read anywhere else. And when you put the math together behind the probability that this is all chance, it becomes, let's just say you'd have to be living on another planet not to know that there is something going on and it smells supernatural.
Now, nobody knows what's coming. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Like I said before, we can only watch and see. But I want to know what you think about this. Do you believe that Pope Francis could be the last pope? Do you believe that he could be Petrus Romanus, according to the prophecy of the popes? Or do you think that this whole thing is just blown way out of proportion? Please post in the comments below. And I want to thank you all for watching this video. God bless you all.